Good morning. Skies are drying out behind the rain from the weekend, and high pressure is starting to build in. However, leftover moisture at ground level is creating locally dense fog this morning, and in some cases, visibility is down below a half mile, which will impact the morning commute in spots. Otherwise, we'll see a drying trend carry through the morning and into the afternoon, and as clouds break up, with the fog dissipating, we'll return to partly and eventually even mostly sunny skies, along with a developing west breeze at times up to 20 miles per hour. Temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 40s for afternoon highs. Skies will remain clear tonight, and it will be seasonably cool with temperatures back into the 20s. With high pressure in control through the day tomorrow, we'll enjoy mostly sunny skies once again, and it will remain mild with highs reaching into the lower 50s. A weak disturbance will head in our direction from the Great Lakes through southern Canada on Wednesday. It'll be mostly dry around here with just the outside risk of a passing shower, but also mostly cloudy. Still, temperatures will climb and in most cases reach into the lower to mid-50s. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward a developing storm through the middle of the country, which will track in our direction. Right now, it looks like the storm system will head toward the Great Lakes, then transfer its energy to a new storm along the coast. The amount of available cold air is still very much in question, but it looks like this storm will have a big moisture supply from the Atlantic Ocean, which will make precipitation steady at times and even heavy at times through Thursday night and into the day on Friday. Across the higher terrain, where more cold air will be generated, there could be significant wet snow to round out the work week, while a cold rain is most likely in the valleys. However, the exact storm track and the amount of cold air that's generated will ultimately determine what we get from location to location. Temperatures by the end of the week will be near 50 on Thursday and staying in the 30s and lower 40s on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain that began last week and continued through the weekend has brought widespread flooding to a large swath of the central United States from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes. Numerous river systems will remain in flood stage well into the work week. Another round of rainfall is forecast across the mid and lower Mississippi Valley later on into the day tomorrow and Wednesday, which will only exacerbate the ongoing flooding threat along these rivers. Meanwhile, another front extending from the northern high plains to parts of the Great Basin into northern California will produce snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest into the northern Rockies and parts of northern California today, as well as coastal rainfall. As the storm moves inland, the snow levels will lower over the western third of the country. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for much of the Intermountain West. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 18 degrees with a west wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 20 below zero. In Albany on the hour, overcast skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 31, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Orlando, Florida, to a low of 13 below zero at Pinedale, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, upper 50s, Boston increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 37, that's 9 degrees above normal. 64 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow. 14 inches now for the month, which is 3.1 inches above normal, and 38.9 inches for the season, which is 6.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees. The average low, 20. The record high, 63, set in 1976. And the record low, 11 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:41 p.m. 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont. as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine becoming breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the middle and upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and remaining mild, lower 50s. Mostly cloudy but mild Wednesday, lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds Thursday with some rain showers possible late in the day near 50. A chance of rain or rain and wet snow Thursday night and Friday, lower 40s. Breezy, leftover rain and snow shower Saturday, mid-40s. And mostly sunny in the lower 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.